There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Caring about your world. Doing the next right and honorable thing, like investigating before you vaccinate. We're going to be talking to Beth Clay after this next break about the latest in California and some vaccine whistleblowers, which I think is pretty important that we talk about these people and support the people that are whistleblowing because they're doing it for us all. And I think that's really important to understand. I mentioned that the police dash cam has been released of the Dylann Roof arrest. Nothing very exciting. He just kind of gave up and said, yeah, that's me. I did it. Really? That's pretty tame for a guy who just killed it, 9 people. And the autopsy that shows that Freddie Gray died of a high-energy injury. Well, they're now calling it homicide, but homicide because he wasn't buckled into a van. I don't know. If they say that it's like he jumped into a swimming pool that was shallow, that's a little bit more than not buckled into a van, if you ask me. And are psych drugs killing 500,000 seniors? Does the long-term use of psychiatric drugs cause more harm than good? Well, Peter Gotchi, a professor, says yes. And he contends that harm done by psych drugs causes a shocking 500,000 deaths in adults age 65 and older. And I can assure you, when I reviewed medical records, and that was 10 years ago for medical malpractice, and I served as an expert witness, I can assure you many of those deaths were related to the drugs. But the attorneys were scared to death to pursue the pharmaceutical companies because big bucks, lots of fax machines that they had, and a lot of trouble if you go after a pharmaceutical company. And I just was shocked to see that these people, that their cases were never really known. The truth was never really known about their cases. I would do whatever I could, and I was willing to testify, but not being a physician, only a nurse, I could not do that. Anyway, Professor Gotchi blames that underreporting of deaths in drug company trials. Same thing I told you about. It's even estimated that psych meds put 49 million Americans at risk for cancer. If you're given a prescription for one of those, there is a website you can check called Beers Criteria, B-E-E-R-S Criteria. And kidney cleanse. If you want foods that are good for kidney health, you know, we'd like to bring you the good news here at the Power Hour, things that you can do. And we're going to put together, by the way, the mini retreat that you can do at home, a mini retreat. If you're not going to be going to Texas for the retreat the first week in August with Gary Null, Dr. Gary Null. And by the way, he will be on tomorrow to talk a little bit about it. And I just finished my Gary Null drink here. And I'm telling you, it's excellent. I gave the guys from Strauss one yesterday, and they really liked it. With all of the foods, the green food, red food, purple food, and the muscle stuff. 25 grams of protein, of vegan protein. Incredible. Anyway, let me go to the kidney cleanse. And yes, we are going to be doing the liver cleanse and the kidney cleanse with Dr. Ed Group, in the book Green Cleanse. We're going to be doing that together. So the next one will be the liver cleanse, and he'll be doing it with us. The foods that are particularly well-suited for keeping the kidneys clean. Now, you want to do this organic if you at all possibly can. Cranberry juice. Grape juice. Freshly squeezed orange juice and grapefruit juice. Lemon or lime wedges squeezed into a glass of purified water. Watermelon, blueberries and cranberries, apples, grapes, cooking with ginger and turmeric, garnish salads and meals with parsley, the use of kale, and pumpkin seeds. There you got it. Those are the main ones right there. That's in the email blast. Check out all these stories in the email blast. Go to thepowerhour.com. Beth Clay will be joining us next. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. This is Joyce Riley. We'll be right back.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Power Hour 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-562-6121. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-562-6121. Now you can listen to the Power Hour when you want. Bookmark the Power Hour 24/7 listen line number today, 605-562-6121. Got it? Call 605-562-6121.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you for being part of this discussion today. We're going to be talking to Beth Clay for about this half hour. She is a former senior professional staff member who led the healthcare oversight team on the House of Representatives Committee on Government Reform and Oversight with then Chairman Dan Burton of Indiana. And by the way, he was probably one of the most favored people by those of us who believe in vaccines should certainly be investigated. He did a tremendous good job. Unfortunately, his grandchild was vaccine injured. The investigations they conducted hearings, investigations looking into the over-medicating of very young children that have been labeled with ADHD, the role of complementary and alternative medicine in the healthcare system. She's been involved in looking at dietary supplement regulations, vaccine injury, and the epidemic increase in the rates of autism. She was done a number of things in the alternative health community. She was recruited from the NIH to lead National Institutes of Health to lead a congressional inquiry looking into the role of complementary and alternative medicine. Like I said, she worked with Congress, a delegation to the Codex Alimentarius Committee on Nutrition and Foods for Special Dietary Uses. And, of course, we've been following the Codex for a long time. After finishing her work on the Mercury in Medicine Congressional Staff Report, she resigned her government position and entered the private sector, and she's established herself as a strong proponent for health freedom. You can go to her website at BethClay.com, BethClay.com. She also is a supporter of CCHR, and of course we know the Citizens International Rights, or she is a International Human Rights Commissioner with the Citizens Commission for Human Rights, CCHRINT.org. Thank you so much, Beth Clay, for joining us in the Power Hour today.
Well, thank you for having me on your show. I'm very excited to have the chance to have a conversation with you today.
Well, great. I appreciate your work that you've done. I am wanting to know what it is, where we stand right now. It looks like California's already gone over the brink. Is there anything that can be done to save vaccine freedom in California, Beth?
Well, I think that the voters in the state of California really need to speak out. They really need to call their own legislators and oppose the Senate bill that Dr. Pan, who is a state senator, has been pushing forward. As the Sacramento Bee published last week, Senator Pan has received rather significant amounts of money from the pharmaceutical industry over the last few years. And he is among, he received more money even than the Speaker of the House in the State Senate, in the State House. And what the pharmaceutical industry has done is they've basically paved the way prior to this year through financial donations to, you know, basically have these guys in their back pocket. And Dr. Pan is a strong supporter of vaccines, and he wants to take away the rights of Californians to say no for based on religious and philosophical reasons, all based on the hysteria from the Disneyland measles outbreak.
The hysteria of the Disney outbreak. You know, this measles outbreak never made any sense to me because, first of all, I don't ever see people doing the kind of epidemiology that would determine, oh, yeah, here's where the bird flu started or here's where. They just don't do that in real life. You go into the ER, they don't ask you things like, where have you been? I mean, that just doesn't happen. So this hysteria brought on by everyone assuming that they were telling us the truth about Disneyland has created a measles hysteria like you're talking about.
And what's most interesting here is we know measles is a wintertime disease. You know every year there's going to be 100 to 200 people in the United States who develop measles. All of these cases, and the Disneyland outbreak is based on people coming back from the Philippines where measles is more endemic. These are either healthcare workers or there were some children apparently under the age that you would be vaccinated who traveled, who come back into the United States. The entry process and the reentry process is now under review by the federal government when you come back in from the Philippines to say, are you running a fever? Have you been exposed to measles, et cetera? But, you know, we knew this was going to happen. You know, the CDC knew this was going to happen. Dr. Paul Offit, who is infamously known for being in the back pocket of Merck and others, had a book ready to publish as soon as this outbreak took place. You know, 2 months in, he publishes a book calling for the removal of religious exemptions across the country. And, you know, voila, legislation is introduced in multiple states that's almost identical, calling for the removal of religious and philosophical exemptions.
It, you know, it's all fitting into a plan and an agenda, and we can see that happening. And, of course, I told you that I'm vaccine injured, so my audience knows exactly where I stand and exactly, and I think the majority of our people are anti-vaccine, not just, gee, we need to consider which vaccines we give, but are anti-vaccine. Many of them are homeschoolers, and they understand because they've seen other children with these problems. Well, let's talk about, you know, and again, you say, well, call your congressman. I got to tell you, I have given up on congresspeople because look at the Trans-Pacific Partnership. You know, none of the people in this country want it. Nobody, except for the big corporations. We've called our congressmen, we've told them we don't want it, and they're basically, everybody's voting for it anyway.
You know, I told a friend of mine last week, I felt like I had waked up in the Twilight Zone, because since when is the Speaker of the House of Representatives, John Boehner, giving more power to this president? It makes no sense. to fast track where you have an up or down. I mean, we don't even know what's in the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement yet. It's still draft. It's still being classified, where members of Congress who cast their votes this past week to support the fast track process don't even, most of them haven't even gone down to the classified briefing room and read what they are allowed to see so far. So they're creating this mechanism to increase the authority of the president to hand them a document that says, this is our agreement with, you know, these 13 nations. You either vote yes or no, and you don't get to modify it at all. That makes no sense at all for Republicans to give that kind of power to a president. It unbalances the balance of power.
Well,
and it's very disturbing that under this leadership, under this GOP leadership in the House and the Senate, that they're driving this forward.
And let me just add that the reason that it's going like this, and people are saying, wait a minute, why is the president going along with Republicans? Because that is the agenda. They want this through. They've told the president this is the way it's going to be. And so he joins with whichever party, doesn't make any difference to him. And they say, this is the way it's going to be. I found out today that the fast track, or the, excuse me, the TPP is the whole TPP cannot be read for 4 years. It cannot be released for 4 years. Not only is it a secret now, it can't be released for 4 years. Well, all the people are against it, just like 77% of the people were against NAFTA, but we get it shoved down our throats because that is part of the agenda.
It is a frustrating challenge that we're dealing with in this country, and I don't know how we overcome it. But we have to look at solutions, and part of the solution is maintaining your personal control and not depending on the government to make decisions for you. So you have people who are listening who have decided they will homeschool because they don't want the government telling them what they will do to their children, forcing a medication on them. You know, vaccines, as you know, hold this unique place in our government, in our society, where we've taken away the rights of the individual to make a medical decision and said, if you want to go to public school, you must vaccinate, or to a private school, or if you want to receive federal assistance like food stamps, you must show your children are immunized. And if you want to participate in certain jobs, you must be immunized. And we have the medical exemption, which is very hard to get, and that's why it's so frustrating for the Californians who are fighting the SB, this legislation, because they know how hard it is to get a medical exemption, because pediatricians have been trained from the American Association of Pediatrics that vaccine injuries don't occur and that they don't want to become the doctor that the medical board starts looking at because they give out too many exemptions. Mm-hmm. So we really have to, you know, take a stand and stand for liberty, which is what this whole conversation about is, health freedom, which is the liberty to make your own health decisions.
Well, there are some people that are whistleblowing, and I'm always encouraged, because I was a federal whistleblower on a Ketom case for 13 years, and I mean, it nearly sucked the life out of me, because it is not easy to be involved in something that intricate and that demanding, but I did it for 13 years and prevailed, and I went up against tremendous institutions that were against me, and it can be done. Talk to me about some of the whistleblowers that you mentioned that are now starting to support the issue of, we need to reconsider vaccines.
Yeah. Well, there's two cases right now. First one is actually in the Ketom lawsuit, and that's two doctors who work for Merck, and they have said that Merck, when they changed the original MMR vaccine, used a mumps component called the Jenny Lind strain, which was found to have some problems and was beginning to lose its veracity. So they changed the strain, and these scientists from inside Merck claimed that Merck changed the scientific protocols they were using to prove the benefit, to show how effective the mumps strain was, and they went so far as to commit scientific fraud in getting this information to clear it through the FDA to have this new, the MMR2, approved. That lawsuit has been joined with a lawsuit from some medical professionals who say that Merck violated the Sherman Act, which is the act that opposes monopolies, because of this falsification of data. they kept themselves as the only company producing the MMR vaccine. And that lawsuit has been joined with this Ketom lawsuit and is now making its way through the civil court system. If that happens, then Merck could be up for a lot of civil fines, and the vaccine might be might have to go through the approval process again. More interesting for me than this case is the CDC whistleblower, Dr. William Thompson, who after 10 years of feeling guilty for participating in a cover-up at the CDC has come forward, has official whistleblower status now, and he shared with Dr. Brian Hooker, another scientist outside
of the CDC.
Okay, we've
got to go to this break. We've got a four-minute break. We'll be back with Beth Clay. Stay tuned to the Power Hour, BethClay.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So my elementary school-aged child is begging me for a cell phone.
Please, Mom, please. All the kids have them.
But I've seen the research, and it makes sense to me that any mobile device that operates using electromagnetic frequencies that close to me or my child's head needs to be blocked.
Harmful wireless radiation is real. Protect yourself and your loved ones with Block It Pocket. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. BlockItPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
It's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like a green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world. We're talking to Beth Clay today. It's about vaccines. That's a huge issue on the freedom front, your personal freedom. And there are a couple of whistleblowers in a Ketom suit that Beth was talking about. Go ahead, Beth, and tell us where this suit is. What is the purpose of the lawsuit, and what might be the outcome, or what might be the implications of it?
The lawsuit, as you know, Ketom lawsuits take years and years and years to go through the court system. It has successfully gone through the first motion to dismiss that Merck presented, and the courts have said they can go forward. So it's just that slow back and forth. The lawyers for the plaintiffs have said that Merck has been slow to respond to requests for information, which is not surprising. As you know, a strategy in the court system to delay and to refuse to provide discovery materials. Mm-hmm. So that will take years probably to see its way through the courts. And as I was saying just before we went to break, also and probably more interesting at this point is Dr. William Thompson's disclosure and now being accepted as a whistleblower. He admits that 10 years ago that CDC employees, federal employees, participated actively in covering up and manipulating a study of the MMR vaccine in Atlanta when they discovered that in the initial part of the study they discovered a statistically significant correlation between the timing of the vaccine in African-American boys and the development of autism. They found that boys who received the vaccine before 36 months who were African-American had a higher incidence, a statistically significant higher incidence than those who received the vaccine after 36 months. So they found this. They changed the study design midstream, which, as you know, is a scientific misconduct, and they did so intentionally to hide this outcome. They didn't say, let's change it so we have a better outcome. They said, let's change it so we can hide the data and we can hide this outcome because they were worried that people would not vaccinate as a result of the study. Dr. Thompson felt very guilty about it. 10 years later, he disclosed this to Dr. Hooker, who happened to be recording their conversations. And in August, in the middle of the Ferguson riots, that recording went public on the Internet. He now has whistleblower status. We have asked Congressman Chavez, who's now the chairman of the committee that I used to work for, to bring in Dr. Thompson and conduct hearings. That committee has jurisdiction over whistleblowers, and materials have been turned over to the committee from Dr. Thompson, and the community, the autism and the vaccine injured communities, is working very hard to try to convince Congress to do their job at this point.
And, well, I'm glad to see that there are people speaking out. You know, the hepatitis vaccine, Bonnie, I can't remember her last name, at Baylor University, who helped create that one, has now spoken out because her brother went blind after getting the Hep B shot. So there are people who are speaking out, but it's a little bit too late. And so what can we do now? Where can we go from here to stop this loss of our freedom?
Well, the first thing, you know, members of Congress are afraid. They're afraid of being attacked if they speak out on this issue. You know, I saw that when I worked for Congress. And then when Representative Michelle Bachmann was running for the president during the 2012 campaign cycle, she was annihilated by the media for daring to discuss vaccine injury on the presidential campaign trail. And you saw her, you know, her meteoric rise to and support in the community, you know, in the American public just was devastated. And her campaign was basically over after she stood out and spoke about vaccine injury because the media just absolutely attacked her. And, of course, the media is supported by the pharmaceutical industry. And anybody that doesn't believe that, read Cheryl Atkinson's book, Stonewalled. She is a well-respected investigative journalist who published this book last year, and part of that book is about the vaccine injury cover-up and how hard it was for her to get any airtime on these issues, the same way she had a hard time getting airtime on Benghazi and other issues, and why she is now independent from the networks.
Well, you know, I think to me it's going to be have to be absolute not no, but heck no. not going to take the vaccines and getting enough information to enough people to where we can get this huge momentum going of people who say no, or not no, but heck no, that mean it. Because calling your congressman just does not work. As much as you worked in the Congress, I would like to think that it does, but it doesn't.
Well, it takes, I will tell you, members of Congress grow a backbone when they know that their voters who are going to elect them to office in the next election cycle are going to support them. There are people who will grow a backbone and do something, and we're hoping that Chairman Chaffetz is going to be one of those.
Yeah, but that
but
means
it is
that
also standing up for your own rights.
But that means we have to have fair elections, and we don't is the only problem. Thank you very much, Beth, for joining us today on the Power Hour. I appreciate you very much and your work. Please keep doing it. We'll be back after this 3-minute break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to 4 rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, sharing about your world. Let me tell you what specials we've got at the Power Mall, and then I want to take some of your phone calls. I want to hear what you're thinking. What is going on in your mind with respect to Greece, Dannemora, the flag being the real issue of the black-on-white crime or the white-on-black crime or just crime in general? I'd like to know what your thoughts are. Give us a call at 855-995-6923, 855-995-6923. 69.23. The stock market's opened about 67 points in the red today. It seems to be kind of leaking out that, gee, there might be a problem in Greece, but certainly they're not doing their part to tell you about it. I want to remind you that we had the people from Strauss Heart Drops on Monday talking about not only the product, but the fact they have a giveaway, and that is for every heart drop sold. Now, this was for yesterday, but I think I'd like to extend it one more day. It was for Monday and Tuesday, and hopefully I can extend it for one more day, because I know there are a lot of you that couldn't get in yesterday. If you want to order Strauss Heart Drops, what will happen is Strauss will give a free bottle to a veteran. And we're already getting the letters from the veterans here, so I'm thrilled that we're able to do that and get vets a bottle at no charge. Let them try it, see if it works for them. I want to do that. So get your name in. If you're a vet, email us at thepowerhour@thepowerhour.com. Send us a letter, fax, whatever you want to do. Then please let us know if you would like a bottle of Strauss Heart Drops. Just give me a little bit of background on your service dates and that kind of thing so that we can just make sure that they're veterans, so I don't really have any problem with that. But, you know, four of the people that we offered free bottles to with their testimonies declined the Strauss Heart Drops and wanted it to go to veterans. Isn't that incredible? You guys are awesome. Now, I know some of you need it, and you should take it, and I want you to. But to those four people that said they didn't need it then, or they had enough, or whatever, oh, my goodness, I salute you. Thank you very much. So anyway, write us, fax us, call us, whatever, and call and order Heart Drops. They are going to be coming out in cinnamon, but that's a while down the road because they've got to do the packaging on it. And also order your cleanse, your colon cleanse, if you haven't done that, so that you can get the colon cleanse done before we start on the liver cleanse next. And remember that we have on special all of the Silver Botanical products. The Botanical C Serum is 1080 on special for a quarter gram bottle. I forgot to put mine on this morning on my face. A quarter gram bottle is 1080. The 1 ounce is $22.50. So, I mean, you get a lot more in the 1 ounce and you save a lot of money. So the 1 ounce is $22.50. The deodorant roll-on is $8.10. The 2 ounce spray is $6.75. The Silver Foot Shield, Silver Foot Spray, really works well. Kills bacteria. $12.15. It doesn't just make it smelly. It kills the bacteria. Silver Shield Sanitizer. You can spray it on anything. Your keyboard, your computer. I wouldn't be getting it inside anything, but you can spray it on things. Your phone, whatever. $12.15. The Silver Shield Sanitizer. That would be a good thing to spray down your phone periodically. Even at work, that would be a good thing to use. Silver Shield Dog and Bedding Spray. Oh, my goodness, that has been a lifesaver when company's coming over. And I don't want them to think there's dogs there. Smells like dogs. $13.50. The Silver Tongue Oral Disinfectant is $12.38. And that amazing Silver Mist Humidifier Additive, 12-ounce bottle, is $22.50. Now, these all contain essential oils. Now, in the Silver Mist, the ultrasonic humidifier additive concentrate, there is sage, lemon, myrtle, eucalyptus, pine, spruce, lavender, thyme, clove, myrtle, birch, rosemary, cypress, sandalwood, vanilla, and peppermint. And then in the gifts from the Magi, which is on sale for $10.80, there is frankincense, myrrh, sandalwood, spruce, rose, galbanum, hyssop. Now, these are all the oils of the Bible, by the way. Spikenard, cypress, myrtle, labdanum, cinnamon, and cassia. And along with grapefruit seed extract, colloidal gold, and colloidal silver in gifts from the Magi. Give us a call at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. 1-800-259-9829 or go to thepowermall.com. All right, we're going to go to the phones now, find out what's on your mind. If you would please be so kind as to give us a call at 855-995-6923. Oh, and yes, I wanted to mention, you know, a gentleman called in so kind the other day with a marriage proposal. I got to tell you, I apologize for not getting back to you. I will get back to you today. I just want to just call in and respond. I mean, how nice of him to be so kind, called in for the very first time. And I would like to say that people are lining up for that job, but it's not true. But thank you very much for the phone call. I will give you a call today. All right, let's go to John in Missouri. John in Missouri, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind, John?
Yes, ma'am. I just want to say thank you for everything you do on behalf of me and my family. We love you.
Thank you.
I just want to say Second Amendment gun owners don't take vaccinations. It's not doesn't work very well. And my alias name, John Rivera, I just want to say the Fed coats are coming. The Fed coats are coming. You have a nice day, ma'am, and just keep on doing what you're doing. You're helping everybody, believe it or not, you are.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I hope we are. That's our goal. I would like to be on this mission. I have been looking seriously at buses, ladies and gentlemen. I want to be able to respond to a Randy Weaver incident in our bus, to be able for us to say, we want to know what's going on here. And I think that's, you know, we've got to make a presence, just like the other media does. We need to have a presence. So if anybody wants to donate to our bus project, please support us at the Power Hour on that, because I want to be there for the people out there, not just on the air. And we can broadcast from the air. We could broadcast from the scene. But I want to be able to go to where the need is. And that's why we're looking at this bus. It's an old bus, 20 years old, but that's okay. I don't need a brand new bus. I need a way to get there. And I think I found the incredible driver that's going to be there for us. So, let's see if we can't make this happen. All right, let's go to Jim in West Virginia. Jim, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind?
First of all, God's keeping you alive for a reason.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you. Okay, and thank you, God. Okay, let me explain the Greek situation very, very simply. Okay, the combination of the IMF, the World Bank, European Central Bank, the Federal Reserve, they're all counterfeiters who engage in loan sharking. So, number one, keep that in mind. Now, as soon as the Greek people figured it out, they're going to say, just like the people of Iceland, no, we don't owe you. You owe us, and there's no way on earth you can ever pay us back for the damage which you have done.
I love it.
Now, let me explain how the whole world works in less than 2 minutes. I've been aware of this for half a century. Okay, all these different governments around the world, when I was a kid, there weren't all of them, but almost all the governments around the world are, in fact, corporations which operate under the UCC, Uniform Commercial Code. Okay, most of them, almost all of them, are run by the counterfeiters. He who controls the currency controls the government, okay? So these counterfeiters, translation, bankers, central banks, the counterfeiters control the currency and the governments. And how they do this is they do it through intelligence organizations. The intelligence organizations work together. They do the spying, the blackmailing, the thugging, the bribing. And I'm going to tell you something else. You know my real name. Colonel James Joseph Lovell was the first one with my name who came to this country. He was born in London, England in 1793. His body's buried in Spring Hill Cemetery, Charles, West Virginia. He came over here. His daddy was associated with British intelligence in the early 1800s. He came over here to fight the Brits in the War of 1812. They elevated him to the rank of colonel as a teenager because he knew how the Brits thought and how they fought. Okay, so the truth of the matter is that the counterfeiters run the intelligence agency, the intelligence agencies run the governments, and that's how they can pull off all this trash of hooking all of Europe together to gang rape them, and how they are doing this trans-Pacific rape.
Yes.
So this is how they do their stuff. Now, in the Bible, it is written that all Babylon will fall. Mystery Babylon can fall within an hour. It just might happen, but we're going to have to think beyond the collapse. We're going to have to to concentrate on learning how to fix things, learn how to grow things, learn how to build things. That's the only thing that's going to be important, and how to guard each other's backs, because no government has survived the collapse of its currency. That's going to happen fast or slow. Government breaks down to the neighborhood level. I'll watch my back if you watch mine. The reason why Japan and Germany rebounded so quickly, and I'm an economics guy, not politics, economics, is because their overhead of their huge governments disappeared as a result of World War II and an influx of foreign capital, but they rebounded quickly. Right now, whenever you buy something, you can check this out, two-thirds of every dollar which you spend ultimately goes back to pay the taxes on every person, place, thing that had anything to do with bringing that into your control. Now, what that means is government right now costs Americans more than food, clothing, shelter, insurance, medical, education, transportation, entertainment combined. And what are you getting for your money? Right now, imagine you can bring home a paycheck. Somebody sticks a gun in your face and says, give me two-thirds of it. Well, that's what happens to cash register. Mm-hmm. Now, every businessman knows that there's no such thing as a business tax. There's only a business customer tax. And that's how you're paying for your government. Whether you're a pauper or a prince, two-thirds of every dollar you spend goes to pay for government. Now, I'm going to get off the soapbox, but have I said enough?
Wow. Thank you very much, Jim in West Virginia. Thank you very much. You are right on target. You sound good today. We've got three people from West Virginia on the phone lines waiting to talk. What's the deal here? Wow. Let's go to David in West Virginia. David, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead, please.
Oh, I'm David from Wisconsin, but that's okay.
Oh, Wisconsin.
Well, yeah, nobody called from Wisconsin because you know how it is around here, maybe. But anyway, I just got a quick testimonial after I say between that Kurt Haskell thing yesterday and then I listened to the Ron Paul message that you had been recommending to people to listen to.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, it was awesome. And I think that the thing that really made the biggest impact on me is when he was saying about like what the cost of things will be, and if you're making the same amount of money, how are you going to pay, you know, $400 for your electric bill, $500 for a bag of groceries, blah 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 blah. It's just kind of like, well, yeah, that's the reality of the situation when the dollar is not the currency, the global currency anymore. So that was pretty intense. And so with the Kurt Haskell thing, I just think that regardless of whatever happens, I think it'd be wise for everybody just to stock up on food and do those basic things that we talk about on the Power Hour all the time, because you just never know what is going to happen.
You don't. You're absolutely right. And I hope everybody considers Numana Food. If you want organic, if you want non-GMO, Numana Foods, go to powerprepper.com, powerprepper.com. Let me just ask you, David, was it worth the 20 minutes you spent listening to Ron Paul's message?
Well, it's always worth 20 minutes to listen to Ron Paul. But yeah, that was a great message.
And it was educational, too, as far as what the real financial situation is in this country.
Yeah. For sure.
It was worth it, yeah.
So can I just say something real quick about the cleanse?
Sure.
Well, I just want to say that for myself, my wife has not had quite the results that I have had, but particularly the first day was quite amazing. And I felt great the next day. I'm pretty excited for it to be over with, but I'm working through it, and it really hasn't been too bad other than just those first little bits in the morning. We've both been sitting on the pot and just yelling, "Croup!"
Well, I'll tell you, I kind of got tired after 6 days of the apple cider vinegar and lemon and all that kind of stuff. Did you get tired of that, or did you?
That's what I'm getting tired of. But yeah, we actually started on the drink a couple of days early just to kind of get it, you know, so that our bodies felt right. And then we kind of went into it trying to prepare for the cleanse. And so
that was smart. That was really smart. Well,
so now I'm really kind of on day eight as far as, but then I'm on day five for the oxygen.
Well, very good. Yeah. I'll tell you, that oxy powder is the best. I am not kidding you.
Stuff, yeah.
It is. It really is. Well, thank you so much, and I hope you do the liver cleanse with us when we do that also.
Oh, thanks. And one last thing. Joyce will look great in a bus. So everybody get on the bus, on the bandwagon, and let's hook Joyce up with a bus.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
All right. Love you, sister.
Love you, too. I don't know how good I'm going to look on it, but I plan on being on a bus. I am not kidding you. Hey, by the way, breaking news on TV. ISIS is minting gold coins. Now, what in the world? How does that play into all this mess? ISIS is announcing they're minting gold coins. What, they own a flaming mint now? Are you kidding me? Oh, I don't know. Something's about to happen. This is so bizarre. Anyway, David, good call. Thank you so much. And yes, I do want to get that bus. And if we all give a little bit, you know, I'm going to put down at least half of it on my own. I just want to get the bus before, you know, time is, you know, when we can't do it. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I want to get a bus. Anyway, 20-year-old bus, my dream. But thank you, David. Good call. Glad you enjoyed the cleanse. I mean, if you can enjoy something like that, I appreciate your calling and letting us know. Now, we do have another West Virginia caller, Curtis in West Virginia. Curtis, welcome to the Power Hour. You're on the air. What's on your mind, sir?
Oh, thank you for your time.
Sure.
I turned the radio off this time so you wouldn't get backbeat. I've talked to you before plenty of times.
Thank you. Okay.
First thing I'd like to tell you is I'd like to give you compliments that you've got your illness under control.
Well, thank
you. And I'm glad to hear you every day.
Thank you very much. Let's hope it is. I don't know. I don't have any, you know, none of us have a promise for tomorrow, but we have today. And so we enjoy each and every moment today that we have. That's for sure.
That's right. And also, I'd like to compliment you on your inner defense. I've been using that. It's taking care of a lot of the numbness in my fingers from uropathy, and I've gotten a lot of good results from that product. And you talk about any comments I'd like to make on this situation with this flag. It's absolutely ridiculous. It's not going to stop guns. Taking guns away from people, it's not going to stop people from shooting one another and killing one another. Taking the flag down, absolutely ridiculous. They're just making a big risk. Ridiculous big thing out of nothing.
That's
ain't
right.
Going to stop people from doing what they're doing, and not going to stop the things that our president is doing. And I just want to compliment you on your products. And
thank you.
And I'm really glad to hear you're back.
Thank you so much, Curtis. Let me tell you, inner defense is amazing. Everything we have is amazing. In fact, the people, when they were here with Strauss, that's what they said. Man, you have got the best of everything, and we do. We'll be back after this 3-minute break. Continue with your phone calls at the Power Hour. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. We're going to be talking in the next hour to someone who's got a lot of information from the inside of the military. We want to find out where they stand. Where does the military stand in this next hour from former Special Operations, Army Special Operations? Let's go to Sally in Missouri. I'm going to try to get through all these phone calls. Sally in Missouri, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind?
Well, I need some help, kiddo.
Okay.
I am looking for a good brand of solar generator, and I was wondering if your brilliant listeners have any ideas about that.
Okay, we will put out the shout out for a solar generator then. I will see what I can find. Yeah, maybe we can have them on the show and maybe they can give a special deal to Power Hour listeners.
Well, wouldn't that be wonderful?
That'd be awesome.
Thank you, dear.
All right, thank you for bringing it up. I thank you very much. And if anybody knows about a really good solar generator, I don't think we have time for the phone call today because the phone lines are jammed. So maybe you can email me at thepowerhour@thepowerhour.com. Thank you, Sally. Let's go to Dave in Arkansas. Dave, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Oh, yes, Joyce. I was just wanted to report on, that false flag in South Carolina. I think...
Right.
That those families got over $20 million, and I was on YouTube last night, and they were interviewing two of the children of one of the deceased, and they weren't even crying or anything. And then the other South Carolina shooting where they shot that black guy in the back, that cop, it was showing. They did. There was no smoke. They shot him about 10 times. There was no smoke.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
No smoke coming out of his gun, and there was no blood anywhere. And also, this is not really important, but the guy was wearing a green shirt again. And green is the symbol of Satan. Satan, you know. So it just sounds, all these look like false flags. Even Ferguson might be a false flag, but I'm still researching that on YouTube. I encourage everybody to go YouTube and check out all these false flag videos.
Okay. Thank you very much for the phone call, Dave in Arkansas. Appreciate it. I don't know about green shirt. I just don't know. The sign of green for Satan, well, I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. Let's go to Lauren in Ohio. Lauren, I was just thinking about you this morning. How you doing, girl?
Oh, hanging in there. Hanging in there.
talk to us.
Three things. Just so you wanted to know what a belligerent, their new classification of enemy.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so if you read the 14th Amendment, all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and the states wherein they reside. No state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges or immunities of the citizens. When you're a U.S. citizen, you are a minor government official, you are a ward, and you have privileges and duties. So when they're saying unprivileged, they're talking about people like me who don't have privileges.
Now, that's interesting. That's
interesting.
And then
if you look at the word definition of belligerent, okay, belligerent definition, it is to waging war, belonging to or recognized as a state at war and protected by or subject to the laws of war. And then they've got their new laws of war. You see how this all comes together?
Wow, you're right. You are absolutely right.
Can I just tell everybody how you win? Okay, it's really simple. Stop obeying illegitimate authority. Okay, obey God. Obey the Ten Commandments. Ten little commandments. Don't steal. It's not that hard. Okay, the other thing is keep your money in your pocket. Stop giving these people money. They're killing people. It is your fault if you're paying them. And keep your children in your home. Or provide private education for them, meaning you get with a girl down the street, a teacher, and you and five other families in the community pay her to teach real history to your children.
Wow. Making way too much sense. Thank you so very much, Lauren from Ohio. Glad to hear from you. When we come back, we got Steve in California, Helen in Georgia. We got a 1 minute, 10 second break.